Mecklenburg County's health director says she's worried that contact tracing isn't working, and that makes it hard to prevent the coronavirus from spreading. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Contact tracing is how public health officials try to identify and isolate anyone who has come in contact with an infectious disease. It has been a key to limiting spread of the coronavirus in Asia and other places, but Mecklenburg County Health Director Gibby Harris says a lot would have to change for it to work here.
We've been having conversations with both the CDC and the state about whether contact tracing in a pandemic in our current environment is as useful as we might need it to be. Whether we either slow down on the contact tracing or whether we crack down on the enforcement, there's two different ways you can go with that.
Harris says people who test positive for the virus are not answering their phones or not sharing the names and information of those they've come in close contact with. Meanwhile, even when people do answer the phone, they often brush off the idea of quarantining, says Harris. North Carolina Health Chief Mandy Cohen said recently the state's contact tracers are reaching only about a third to a half of those they call. To Harris, contact tracing can only be effective by changing people's behavior through massive public education campaigns on the scale of those that have gotten people to quit smoking or wear seatbelts.
There's never going to be enough enforcement to make everybody do what they need to do.
In Catawba County, Health Director Jennifer McCracken says they're also starting to see resistance to contact tracing calls. So they've begun a campaign headlined Taking the Call.
If a contact tracer calls you, answer the phone. It's really important that folks really comply with quarantine measures and also comply with giving public health professionals the information they need.
McCracken says it's all about helping identify people close to you who might become sick. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.